welcome to my podcast. My name is Chris Baker, and over the next 10 weeks of podcasts, I'll be running through the 10 principles that I cover in my book, 10 Steps to Freedom. Now, the book itself is really about how you can achieve what you want from your life. So it can apply to your personal life, to your professional life. It could be you're an entrepreneur, it could be you're a leader, it could just be you're a family person looking to improve the way you communicate within your family and what you achieve from your life. Or you could be helping to grow your children in the way that you want them to achieve what they want for life. So it really does apply to everybody. Now, the 10 principles, I'll run through all the 10 principles. The first one is that life is not a dress rehearsal. This is actually the introduction. So there's 11 weeks I'm going to be covering. The first principle is that you understanding that you have a purpose in life. The second is that you own your decisions, so therefore take responsibility. The third is that you can create a vision of your ideal future. The fourth is that you have untapped potential that is your responsibility to release it. And when you do, you will be amazed at the results. The fifth principle is to live your life on purpose, not by default. The sixth is to understand that you're not alone. You can't achieve anything of significance on your own, so don't try. Reach out for help. The seventh is that there will be prices to pay along the way. Are you prepared to pay these prices and make the sacrifices necessary to get what it is that you truly desire? The eighth principle is when the going gets tough, you should push harder. The ninth is to learn to do more of what you love to do. And the tenth is how you build a legacy that you are proud of. So today let's talk about the introduction, about how life is not a dress rehearsal. Now we do only get one shot at this life. So we owe it to ourselves to make the most of it. In my time working at the Disney Reservation Centre here in Orlando, there was a story that used to be told at every graduation for new recruits. So I just want to share that story with you today. The original story was actually by Lauren Isley. It goes like this. Once upon a time, there was an old man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach every morning before he began his work. Early one morning, he was walking along the shore after a big storm had passed and found that the vast beach was littered with starfish as far as the eye could see, stretching in both directions. Off in the distance, the old man noticed a small boy approaching. As the boy walked, he paused every so often, and as he grew closer, the man could see that he was occasionally bending down to pick up an object and throw it into the sea. The boy came closer still, and the man called out, "Good morning. May I ask what it is that you're doing?" The young boy paused, looked up and replied, "I'm throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide has washed them up on the beach and they can't return to the sea by themselves," the youth replied. "When the sun gets high, they will die unless I throw them back into the water." The old man replied, "But there must be tens of thousands of starfish on this beach. I'm afraid you won't really be able to make much of a difference." The boy bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it as far as he could into the ocean. Then he turned, smiled, and said, "I made a difference to that one." That's really what our life is about. Our life is about making a difference to others. That's how we achieve significance. And that to me is success. We're looking for sustained significance over a period of time. Do you want to get to the end of your life and live in regret and say if only or what if? I don't think you do. I know I don't. You see, most people live in fear of failure. What we should be doing is living in fear of regret. Don't get to that stage in your life where you wonder what if and if only. Do it now, right? As I say, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is something we get one shot at. And if we don't give it our best shot, we almost certainly will live in regret. And that's not a great place to be. So, what is your dream? What are you looking to achieve in your life? And what does a dream mean? In the book, in this introduction chapter, I define what I mean by dream. And I use an acrostic to describe the words dreams. The D is for desire, which is the cornerstone and starting point of all dreams. You see, without desire, your dream will be unlikely to come true. And the more intense your desire, the more likely it is that your dream will come true. So I challenge you to find your desire and turn it into a white hot burning desire. The R is for reflect on your progress as you travel on your journey. Now, I encourage everyone to do a daily reflection and actually schedule time in your calendar to do that. When you do this, you understand what is working and what is not working. That gives you the ability to highlight what's not working and change it. It also gives you the ability to highlight what is working and see if you can replicate that process in other tasks. The E stands for eliminate all unnecessary distractions and tasks so that you can stay focused on the dream itself and remain effective in your pursuit of it. All right, we've probably all heard the saying that we're busy fools. Well, busy is not necessarily productive. And we get distracted by things all too easily. You know, it could be other people, could be social media, it could just be bad habits that we've got. So look at everything you do and decide whether it is moving you closer to your dream or further away. The A is for adjust your plan as necessary. Now, with this, I don't mean adjust merely because the going gets a little tough and you want to find the easier route. That's not adjusting, that's giving in. If you're on the path to your arrival point, keep going. And if you're heading in the wrong direction, that's when you need to adjust and get back on track. The M is for motivation. This will keep you going through the tough times. So again, you need this to be top of mind. And make no mistake, there will be tough times when you're on a growth journey. You know, you never achieve anything without giving. And we don't live in a perfect world. So obstacles and distractions will crop up. And it's also true that the more you stretch yourself, the more likely it is that you will need to rely on your motivation to keep you going. Now, the S could stand for satisfaction or significance. And this comes from living your dream and leaving a legacy that others will follow long after you're gone. It's true that when you're doing things for the good of other people, you'll get more satisfaction and you'll also have more significance in the world. So when you think about your own dream, if you have one, are you following it in this way? Is your dream so daunting or so huge that it feels daunting, that it scares you a little bit as well as exciting you? If it isn't, you're probably not dreaming big enough. Now, my own dream is that every child should have the opportunity of a college education regardless of their financial status. That is a huge dream. You know, and I've got goals and I've got ambitions, I've got targets that I want to achieve. Spreading my message with other people is a great start. And then I'm going to take that and build on it as my business builds. It's one of the reasons I wrote this book. It shares my story, but it shares my story not to tell people about me. It's to help guide people through their own challenges and their own obstacles to achieve the life that they desire. So I hope you found that useful. If you do, feel free to share this podcast. Share it on social media. You can join my secret Facebook group or closed Facebook group, Leadership Excellence with Chris Baker, where we have great conversations and I teach more about these concepts and principles in that closed group. I look forward to connecting with you over the coming weeks and months and seeing your growth firsthand. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. We'll be right back.